Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Never miss a minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dr. Mina called. Said we don't have to wear panties anymore.
Oh.
And then we talked about masks later on.
But we can, can't we? We can if we want to.
Okay.
It's your choice.
I don't want to anymore.
It's not a mandate.
Panties
no
are
more
gone.
Panty mandate.
Panties are gone.
All right. Our pilot buddy is checking in. And this is what I like about the pilot guy. We could sit here and we can talk ignorant for minutes and minutes.
And he doesn't yell at us,
yeah,
right?
And he actually weighs in and corrects us.
Right.
And gives us the right information.
He flies full-size jets for a major airline.
Right. Rather than just sitting back laughing at the radio saying, look, listen to those asshats.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, like Covey, our lawyer buddy, does, yeah.
Right.
Well, we don't. And when we sound like we don't know what we're talking about, we're actually begging for someone to weigh in who knows what they're talking
about. That's why we double down,
yeah,
so eventually you call.
He says the only areas surrounding busy airports have all air traffic control assistance, approximately 5 to 10 mile radius of these airports.
Well, that's what you mean by busy, though?
Like Denver.
Oh, well, I was going to say, is Omaha, is that busy?
I had heard.
There's planes landing here all the time. It's not Denver, obviously.
I had heard that some of these suburban airports around here still go through the Epley Airfield, Omaha Airport,
right.
Traffic control. But I may be wrong. Otherwise, it's just a see and avoid. Look out the window and don't hit anyone else.
Yeah.
You can just wave a guy on. There
right.
You go. No,
yeah.
You go.
Right. That works 99.9% of the time because it's a big sky and airplanes are relatively small. The Cirrus, that's the one with the parachute,
right,
is the only manufacturer with the parachute thing. I don't see how it's retrofittable in any other kind of airplane.
All right. I'd feel better in one of those planes myself.
Oh, and then we have someone here. I won't give her name. Filling us in on the sex club.
Oh, what's
I don't know if one in Lincoln or one in Wichita.
What's your name?
There's one in Omaha.
Oh, yeah?
There's a club in Omaha that requires
somebody's house?
Membership. No, I think it's like a place of business. It's like a dungeon.
All right.
I don't know.
Hmm.
It requires a membership. Couples and ladies are as well as single men, but I believe there's a limit on how many single men can join.
Yeah, what's
not join?
Oh, we got booze. Can I bring in booze? And get us in. Nebraska Brewing Company.
Show up with the six pack.
Yeah, I got a six pack. I got a six pack. A six pack of Pilsner. I got a six pack of Pilsner. Can I come on in?
She continues.
I'll wear my mask.
I'm here for the orgy.
I am not in a position to buy a membership because it's quite expensive, but I will probably visit sometime soon as a guest and be sure to give you a full rundown. My understanding.
Well, she'll get laid then, right?
Yeah, it is very nice. Well, she could. Or she could just observe. There are a lot of rules in the lifestyle. I don't know the rules.
I don't know if I'd be even allowed to go watch. If I told my wife, just for purposes of the show, I'm not going to go watch.
I don't know that you...
I might rub myself in the bathroom.
As a dude, could just go
you're
watch.
You're going to be doing that anyway.
Good point.
I think you'd have
here.
To...
Here. I do that here.
You'd have to bring a woman. Maybe like your wife.
Yeah, can you both just, you don't have to, oh, it is consensual, so you don't have to have sex with anybody. But
can you
just stand in the corner and cuck like that guy did, the ranger did with you a couple years back?
That was with a C.
Yeah.
I suppose. I don't know the rules.
All right.
But imagine you'd have to ask somebody before going to Fist City.
You might even have to get their permission if you wanted to watch.
Close your
face and stay. I'm singing this song. If you don't want to go to Fist City. I'm walking in with that. That's my intro music.
Get a boombox and a six pack.
Or a guy with a guitar.
Yeah.
And he's just singing.
Yeah.
More than likely, I'd yell.
Nice beaver.
and I'm guessing, Todd, if they're going at it in the middle of some room where a bunch of people are at, they have to understand somebody's going to be watching.
Or maybe they have the option to close the door.
Yeah, they could.
I don't know. Again, this is something I know nothing about.
Wouldn't it suck? You went there as a single dude and still didn't get laid. You went to a sex club.
I'm in the club.
You know, I mean, if you ever watch those shows on HBO, it's called Real Sex. They just did different stories about some sort of sex situation. You know, there were clubs, there were naked, there was just a bunch of different stuff. But one of them always had to do with, once in a while they'd visit a sex club in Europe. And everybody in these clubs were gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't think it happens in a lot of clubs, so-called sex clubs.
Yeah. I'm sure.
I think there's a lot of T-shirt sex.
Yeah. Well, they're not all hideous.
And that's probably just on the chicks.
Well, I'm sure you could find that.
Of course, it's not all hideous. They're probably regular people that have sex. That's hot.
And I'm sure you could find the all gorgeous people ones in like L.A. and New York.
That's what I mean.
Miami.
This was like these are big, cute. Prague had one. Yeah. I remember watching these shows. Yeah,
you could find them in this.
But once
country.
Again, if you're in there, then you're the slob, and you're going, oh, okay, well, nobody wants to bag me because I'm not the hot dude. You know, I'm not the 25-year-old dude ripped.
Well, eventually, everybody runs out of options.
Yeah. Maybe. Or you go to a sex club and said, everybody said no to sex club.
That would be depressing.
Yeah.
Well, this, if you have to apply for membership and stuff, I'm sure they don't have like a bunch of like trolls walking around.
Yeah, that sounds like they're actually screening people.
Yeah.
And they charge you enough or it'll weed out a lot of people.
Well, thanks for sharing. We appreciate that.
I wonder if you have to get tested.
What's your name?
I'm not going to give that.
Oh, for everything, not just COVID, you mean?
We have like STD screen.
Your latest STD screen, right? Yeah.
Don't know.
Puss said you didn't. Okay.
It's like, hi, I brought booze and AIDS to the sex club.
Well,
in the morning.
Just leave the booze right there and please go.
Right.
All right, another email. This is Sean, aviation nerd here. Heard you guys talking about the accident a few minutes ago. The smaller single engine aircraft, like Big P said, was a Cirrus. And I believe, believe it or not, they've been putting recovery parachutes in their aircraft for about 20 years. Comes with a hefty price tag, however. They run about $550,000 to $750,000 for a brand new aircraft. That's a lot for a little plane.
Yeah, but if you're going to spend that money, you'd have the parachute, right?
The green Key Lime Airlines twin-engine plane that landed safely with a hole in its side is called a Swearingen Metroliner, built in San Antonio. However, the aviation community calls it the Texas Tampon, and if you take a look at the picture, you will understand why.
Is it white with a red tip?
It might be. I didn't see it.
Does it fly with a string hanging off the back?
I think it was green.
Is there a big rope hanging off the back where you pop out the tampon?
That's how the parachute.
That's all I'm picturing. There's a white plane with a red tip and a string out the back.
Just flapping in the wind.
That's what a tampon looks like.
Sex club info on two.
Uh-oh. Is it Roger?
No. No, it's a female.
Oh.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Sarah. Do you belong to a sex club or have you been to one?
I have been to one many times.
In what city, can you say?
I actually was in California.
Oh, okay. California. Okay. You live in California to this right now?
No, I live in Lincoln, Nebraska now.
Okay, so when you were in California, how'd you get involved? How'd you find out about the sex club?
Okay, so my husband was in the Marine Corps and he wanted to deploy, and there's a lot of issues with people cheating when you go on this road or whatever when the guys deploy.
Jody.
So he was like,
yep. Jody's, right? Yeah. People.
And he said, how about if we do this? We're going to go to this club. So we went together a couple of times, and he's like, and then if you need to do your thing while I'm gone, just come here, because then I don't have to worry about there being an emotional attachment or anything like that.
Oh, was he allowed to go get laid when he was deployed then?
Well, as long as he wrapped it up, yeah.
Okay, got it. That's why I took
how could I say no to one of those episodes?
Yeah, well, actually, if he gave you the go-ahead, so you went there without him then once?
I went once.
So did you pick one guy out and just have sex with that guy that night?
Well, you kind of have it wrong. Okay, so first of all, single man can get in, but there is a limit. Couples are always welcome, and single women, of course, don't even have to pay to get in. They can just walk.
Of course they can.
Of course not.
You do bring your own booze. So, and they have like a bartender that you give them your booze, they give you a ticket, and then you go and get your drinks. And it's kind of interesting because it's a whole huge club thing, and I'll keep this short and sweet because I realize we're on the radio. But,
No. That's why we want to keep you on. We got a woman talking about sex. Well, you got about 2 hours now.
Elaborate.
We're on until 10. You got an hour and a half at least, and we'll call you later on if you want us to. So go ahead.
Okay, so the way it works is you go in, and it is very consensual. You guys are right. You have to have consent. So there's rooms that have glass walls where you can literally, there's people writhing around, and you can just stand there and watch.
Got it.
There's there's a spot, like, and it's all very, I hate to say, it's labeled. Like, this is where you can go if you want to join in, and this is where you can go if you want to watch. And
got
then they had one room that had bunk beds, and the bottom bunk beds had curtains so you could close up. So then you were doing your private thing. If
got
you
it.
Were on the top bunk bed, then you could do your thing, and everyone else on the top bunk beds were all banging away, too. And they could watch you, which was kind of creepy when the wrong.
Okay, yeah, I got that.
Yeah, some, well, can't
some,
you blame him?
Some dude take care of himself watching you.
Yeah,
I don't blame the guy either. It's kind of creepy. How creepy do you think it is, actually? All right, so how many times did you go there?
We went there a total of 6 times.
Did
and
you?
Like one time we were doing our thing and the girl walked up and she didn't even talk to my husband. She was like, I think you're really beautiful. I would love to join you guys. And my husband, of course, was like, oh, come on, babe. Come on, babe.
Right.
And so we did our thing and that was fine. We also, and I recommend this to anyone who goes to a club with a partner, is have your ground rules set ahead of time.
Right.
This is what we are going to do. This isn't what we are going to do. Like the first time we went, we agreed we weren't going to mess with anybody else. It was just going to be us and the experience.
Got it.
And then after that, we were a little bit more open to things. So.
Now, did you ever jump in the writhing room with everybody by yourself?
No, that was a little bit above my pay grade.
I was going to say, because I was wondering, that's where I was wondering where people would say, I mean, if you, obviously, without getting too graphic, you're getting something done to you, and then there's other parts of your body, somebody might be coming at you with something, and you're going to, and you have to say, no. So I got this. You didn't want the orgy part of it, did you?
That was, I think, for people that were a little more experienced into this. And like I said, my husband and I had an agenda going into this thing, with
right.
This is what we were doing for our marriage and our, you know, because we love each other. So the other thing I want to tell you is that they have condoms everywhere, which is amazing. You can literally, there's bowls of condoms, wall things, dispensers with condoms everywhere, which was really cool. They had a hot tub. Everyone was sitting around naked. That's like the first thing you see when you walk in is a bunch of naked people just hanging out in the hot tub.
Lube, right. Was there plenty of lube?
There was lube everywhere as well. Okay.
Now, you're in California. Was everybody fairly slim, or were some big people in that group of people? Whatever you're into, you don't really care about it. Was it all in shape people, or people of all shapes and sizes?
No, it was very selective. And it was the beautiful people.
Got it.
Oh, that sounds sweet. I wasn't saying it like that. But, yes, there wasn't a bunch of fat, hairy men just walking around wanking off the whole entire time. No, it was...
Ah, damn it.
and the room groans.
Yeah.
So how'd you get to Lincoln from California? Obviously, are you still together, by the way, you and your husband?
No, and he was from here. No, he brought me to this god-awful state and we got divorced.
Oh.
Survived Desert Storm in Somalia, but we couldn't survive in Nebraska.
Okay. Oh, so, but you're stuck here because you got kids here, or what? What's the deal?
No, it's a black hole. You can't get out of here once you get here.
Yeah, we hear you. I'm not going to argue that. It's a black hole. And are you totally single now, or are you seeing somebody that...
Why are you asking?
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Wow.
All right. Well, you have to say, well, we're all kind of hairy over here.
We're thinking about starting a club.
And we need one girl to show up. Hey, what's your first
exclusive?
Do you feel free to give us your first name so I can say thank you?
It's quote unquote Sarah.
Quote unquote Sarah. Sarah, please call back. We love you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys. Bye.
All right. Take care. Well, that's some good insight.
How you doing? Yeah. How you doing?
We love people who share.
Yeah. That's what she said. Not a lot of fat, hairy guys walking around the whole room.
Like, oh, son of a...
The black hole.
Like, that's what I always figured.
I wasn't going to argue with
that
her on
sucks
that
sucks you
one.
In.
It's tough to get out. We'll keep paying you if you stay. Oh, I guess
okay.
So. I guess so.
Yeah, Somalia was fine, but Lincoln, whoa.
She went the whole state, though.
Right.
She hammered the whole state, you know. I love that her and her husband, they split up, though.
I think it was a smart agreement, though. If he's deployed, like, knowing that she's still going to have needs.
Knowing he wasn't going to trust her, too. I mean, it sounds like. I mean, they were not going to. You're right, because a lot of military people are really, really young when they get married, and that happens all the time.
Yeah, then you're gone for a year, year
right.
and a half, just hoping for the best.
And the sex drive when both of those people at that age is through the roof, you know. So I see what he did it for, but also he also got some side action, too. Think about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that sounds like
But me. Then if he goes on, if he's in Korea for a year and he calls her back, where were you at last night? Where were you last night? The sex club, the sex club, the sex club, the sex club.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to, man.
I was allowed to go. Right.
Hey, they give me a punch card. What am I supposed to do?
And, you know, by her, we didn't ask her about her, but obviously she had to be a good-looking lady because she was just not being rude. She was just saying in California, most of the people that walked through the door were all good-looking people.
Well, the club may have been selective, too.
Well, mm-hmm. I think it might have been where she was, too. It might have been a place where everybody stayed in shape. You know, now she guys pulling up big red sweatshirts and their bellies coming out of them, you know,
yeah,
in Lincoln.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's couples that show up and, like, one of them's attractive enough to get into the club and the other's not.
Yeah. Well, the girl's getting in no matter what because they want
the
more women.
The dude's going to be the
one
getting turned away.
They want more women in there, right. More women in there. Why are you asking? We're thinking of starting a club. We got five dudes signed up. No chicks yet.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I got that word from Tomas in the South. Ville Platte, Louisiana is where he is, and gas pumps do not appear to be affected in any way.
Well, it's not Louisiana. It's further up. It's East Coast.
Right.
It's Carolina. I saw the state. Yeah. It stops at Maryland. My Pennsylvania wasn't affected. It's up through the mid-Atlantic, that area.
By Maryland?
Right. So the
the map coverage I saw went from like Washington, D.C. to about the middle of Louisiana.
Oh, it did go all the way through to Louisiana. Okay. Well, I saw a story last night. It's so funny because the night before, these guys are outside these gas stations, and they're just lined up. So last night, they had to have the live shot because you know it's national. Either way, local, national, you need the live shot. They go live to the guy. And there's two guys getting gas. Two cars.
Okay.
Because and it was a big gas station, and there wasn't really anybody in line. Just some of the pumps were full. That's about it. And I hear the guy go, "Well, it's obviously not that busy right now, but it was." Back to you.
So apparently, in Ville Platte, Louisiana, people are done being stupid for a while, and he's going to go hit another drive-through daiquiri place.
That sounds good. Nice. Man. Yeah.
I think they have those all over Louisiana. All right, 9.5 Toad Luke is back.
Uh-oh. Nick, say hi.
No, we're good. No, Nick, you're okay right here.
Right.
she won't be later, but that's a whole other So I think we touched on this before, and I talked to you guys in the past, when I was in the military.
Oh, there you go. Down in
Georgia.
Yeah.
We loved it when other units got deployed.
Yeah,
because their wives were in the club.
Yeah.
And, you know, this guy's in Kuwait for 6 months. I hate to be that guy, but goddamn.
Yeah.
Your husband's in Kuwait for 6 months, or he's in Korea for a year, or, you know, he's where else. And that was the hottest time. That's the only time we really went to the bars, is when we knew units was deployed. Because
I would think that would. Women, I think that would stop guys from wanting to get married at that age. Obviously, you weren't married back in those days.
No, oh hell no, not just no, but oh hell no. When you get a divorce in the military, it ain't nothing nice. I mean, I think it's a lot worse than what happens out in the civilian world. But yeah, it's a lot of. It's just like college almost. You just running around banging anything that moves.
Yeah. All right,
and you know you guys.
Now, hold on. Did this ever happen though in that community when the guy comes back? Somebody told that dude, "Hey, Luke was taking care of your wife, or somebody else taking care of your wife."
No, I kind of stayed away from those. You know, I tried to stay away from those.
But did the ones
that I was with, they were cool. But that not to say that didn't happen to everybody.
Yeah, you don't know.
A lot of fist fights when people got home, right?
It was. It was a lot of that, a lot of resentment. I mean, guys were coming back from deployments and their wives would be pregnant.
Oh! You know,
that type of stuff.
Oh, you can't hide that. Can I, Dad?
Dude, I've seen it all. I've seen it all. And I'm, like I said, it's unfortunate. I'm sorry I was part of the cycle, but, you know.
I do want to say thank you for serving in those clubs back in those days.
Yeah, no problem. You're welcome. And now I got two. And now I only got two clubs I serve in, my home and Nick's mom's house.
See? There it is. He's like, oh, you're fine.
There it is.
Have a good weekend, boys.
All right. See you, brother.
Joshua,
I knew that wasn't true.
Joshua checking in from Twitter. So, when are you guys going to give Sarah, in quotes, an offer to bring her on full time? We have no women on the show until Sarah. All right. Move over, Nick. You're still here. She's going to sit next to you. All right.
There's a bunch of booze.
Bring that to your wife.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.